I think I'll just take this last session really just to share just a few things that are on my heart, and but just back in relationship to really praying. And I just really like to say also that you know, it's such a blessing. I mean, I said it at the beginning, but it's such a blessing to have Karen and Stefan with us, and I think you'll agree. I really believe that they have a very powerful anointing upon both of them as they minister, and I really believe that the Lord wants to use them mightily in the land, and they both have a heart for the young people in Israel. And as you heard, God is beginning to move, and you know, Kieran's actually been assisting our pastor, Pastor Eitan, in an organization called Katsia, which means harvest. So Kieran's been already working in that for a number of years with Pastor Eitan. And, you know, Stefan also has that heart for the young people. And as he said, you know, when Josie and I speak to other Israelis, they immediately know that we're immigrants. I mean, I get really upset because I just have to say shalom. And they say, oh, you can speak in English if you like. And I'm trying to figure out, what am I saying wrong when I say shalom, that they know I'm not a native Israeli speaker. But these guys, as he said, they speak perfect Hebrew. They sound like they belong there. They've got roots back to school and roots in the army. And they have their, you know, they have that credibility that they're not in any way seen as a missionary having come in from overseas, but they're actually within the nation. So please, as Stefan said, please make the youth in Israel a major part of your prayer. Because, you know, many times we call the younger generation, you know, they've called it Generation X, you know. But X is not a name. X is like a replacement for a name. They're not Generation X. I believe they're really Generation Joshua. They are that Joshua generation. The devil has tried to do great damage to the young people. Look at the young people in New Zealand. They're on that this terrible P stuff. I mean, the devil's doing everything he can to destroy the young people because he knows the potential that's locked up in the young people. And so please make, you know, as you're praying for Israel, really focus in on the young people. And the other phenomenon that we have is that we have, I don't know how many, between 100 and 200 young Israelis who are either have been or are in the army. Believers in the army. You know, we began, when we had you people praying for Stefan during that war, all of a sudden I started getting other people emailing saying, please put my son or please put my daughter on the list. So the list grew every day. You know, there's well over 100 people on the list. And they are in the army. They're learning how to really, you know, do warfare, but they're a flavor in there. And it was an amazing testimony, if I can get it right. You know, one of Jordan's best friends is Avi, who's Pastor Eitan's son. They've grown up together. They're both in the Givati Brigade in different parts. And anyway, Jordan met somebody who knew Avi, and the person didn't know that Stefan was a friend of Avi. But then when they started talking, it came out that Stefan knew Avi, and the guy said, yeah, he said, you know, you two guys are just the same. And what it must have been is he must have discerned the Spirit of God in them. So they are really touching the nation, or they're touching the people around them. So let's keep them lifted up, and particularly the soldiers. And if you think about it, those believing soldiers are really the first group of people, a large group of people who have really believed and known God since the time of King David. And have you guys seen the covenant? Anybody seen the covenant? It's really powerful because at one point of the covenant, they actually Israeli soldiers, it's made by the, was put together by the Christian embassy, I think, but they actually have at live presentations of it in Israel. They invite soldiers to come, and at one point it's a show, you know. And at one point, it kind of, they've got all of King David's men in their old type clothing, and the lights go out, and then when the lights come back on, it's kind of like the same group of people, but now they're wearing IDF uniforms. And I mean, it brings tears to the soldiers' eyes. But what it does is it draws that comparison between the young people of King David and the young people now who are in the army. And just please continue to pray that the Lord will speak to the young people in Israel. And Stephen and Kieran are definitely called to minister in the land. But I really believe, as Stefan's dad, and I mean, I'm so proud of that young man. He's still only done about 10, I don't know how many meetings he's done, and he likes speaking to young people because he feels more comfortable. But he's still getting, you have to get a few miles under your belt when you do, when you speak in front of people. And I remember when I first started, I was really nervous, but he's doing very well. And, Kieran's worship is, they've gone now so I can talk about them. Kieran's worship is just, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, I've been telling everybody how good it is, but I'm not exaggerating, am I? It's very, very powerful. And in many ways, Stefan is already surpassing me. I mean, it got to the stage where because I have a few radio stations ringing me up and I do interviews over the phone, but there was a point where they were ringing up and saying, oh, hi, how are you doing? Do you want to talk to me? They said, no, we want to talk to Stefan. And, like Stefan's been on CNN and got on the front page of the LA Times, I'm still struggling to get into the Auckland Star. And one could get jealous, but, that's not the sensation I have. The sensation I have is pride as a father, or you could say with like a pastor or someone who's discipling somebody else. I think the best compliment you could ever get, or the best sense of sensation that you could ever get, was when the person that you're actually training up becomes better than you, right, Dennis? I think, yeah, because then you've done a good job, right? That the person who you are training becomes more anointed or whatever it is than you are, you've done a great job. And so we really believe that just as a dad, but I believe it's very biblical that a son, particularly a firstborn son, would follow in his father's footsteps. And I mean, he kind of looks like me a little bit, right? and he's definitely got those same giftings. And I mean, in the army, that army experience was so good because he learned how to, he had meetings with generals. It really thrust him, into maturity. And the same thing's happening with Jordan. But I really do believe that Stephen and Kieran's relationship is from God. We've prayed for, Josie and I have prayed for a wife for Stephen for some years, and it kind of got pretty intense over the last couple of years because he was saying, oh, Mum and Dad, I'm ready, I'd really like to find a girlfriend. So we really believe it's from God. And I mean, she is way above what we were even praying for. So praise the Lord, amen. And, they're not engaged yet, but hopefully. What? Well, I don't know what he's waiting for. I think I'll have to have words with him when we get home, actually. But I really see a ministry for them as a couple, a married couple, one day in the future. And I mean, Josie and I, we really do flow together well with her, me with the preaching and her with the intercession. That's a good fit. But I tell you what, that ministry of worship and speaking, I think it's going to be awesome. And from what I heard, from the reports that Stephen has given us, from the youth groups that he's been speaking to here in the land, they have got no focus. All they want to do is kind of jump around and listen to kind of what they call Christian rock. I mean, last night, from what he said, it was shocking. No respect, no fear of God. I mean, I don't even want to tell you some of the things that they did in this youth meeting last night. I mean, it was a good meeting, Stephen said, but the music was just loud and rocky, and just there's no respect. And what's happened is that they think they have to be like the world. But, God's calling us not to be in the world, but to be not of it or not like it. We're supposed to be a flavor and a salt. So someone has to deliver that message. So please just pray, particularly for Stephen and Kieran, but for all of the youth in Israel. We are called to be a light and a blessing to the nations. And Josie and I have kind of got the ball rolling, but I really believe that they are to pick it up and run with it. And their ideals are so pure. Like Stephen read that verse, who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? Like, he doesn't want to do this if it's my idea or if it's his idea or if it's just a good idea, or he loves to travel and he loves to meet people. So it's great, but he doesn't want to do it unless he really hears from God. And I think he's kind of hearing at the moment from just the spiritual witness that he's getting that it's right. But please just do pray that the Lord will speak to both of those two and the other youth in Israel, not just to minister to the kids in Israel, but the kids in New Zealand and in America and everywhere else needs to hear that message about Israel, because, you know, most of the times young people don't come to how many young people come to your meetings, Dennis and Penny? Not many.
Young, there's no young people in
Hamilton. Yeah, right. Well, there's one or two here. But the youth of New Zealand have to have a focus on what God is doing today, not just going to church to be cool and to listen to music, whether it be good or bad. They need to know what God is doing, because God wants to use them. But of course, the devil is trying to block that. And I really believe, and I've said this to Stefan, that whatever he speaks about, because I don't think whatever he speaks about is good, but whatever his message is, the bottom line should always be applying Genesis 12 verse 3 to particularly the youth at this point, because I think the youth in all the countries, like the youth in New Zealand, let's keep it focused on New Zealand, I'm sure we all want to see revival on the youth in New Zealand, right? And I believe that if Stefan's message ends up with a challenge like, if you were, to the young people of New Zealand, if you will pray for revival, and revival is already beginning to burst forth in Israel, but if the youth of New Zealand can catch the understanding that we have, why Israel is so important and what's going to happen there, and that the young people in Israel need to get into God. If the youth of New Zealand will catch that vision and then pray for revival on the youth in Israel, and I believe that Genesis 12 verse 3 will kick in, and as the youth of New Zealand pray for revival on the youth in Israel, that God will pour out revival on New Zealand. But someone has to deliver that message, amen? And really, it has to come from a young person. And as I said before, at this stage, he's far more comfortable speaking to the people of his age group. But he has to do it now, because he's going to catch up with me. Well, he won't quite catch up with me. But, you know, in 5 or 6 or 7 years, he'll be getting out of that age group. So now is the time for those guys to really, you know, to minister in Israel, but also to be ministering in the nations. You know, with our contacts, I can send an email out to New Zealand, or I can send an email out to America or wherever, and say, Stefan's coming, if do you want to invite him? And I'll get all these invitations, but he's not going to do it unless he hears from God. So just please keep them in prayer, just keep their relationship in prayer, and keep their future, you know, just prophesy, even in your own quiet time, prophesy over Stefan and Karen and the young people in Israel, amen? That God will really begin to move upon their hearts and show them what it really means. And you know, I have a real problem with some of the elder, maybe generation ahead of the leaders in Israel, because they think I spend too much time out of the country. But we were called to be a light to the nations. And I believe, you know, God spoke to these men, and these men are men of God, and God spoke to them, and he used them to birth the Messianic movement. But what I say to them, and it gets me into trouble, but I really believe it, is I believe that one of the primary reasons for the body of Messiah in Israel is to raise up young people, or to raise up Jewish people, Jewish believers, to get us born again and to mature us and send us out to the nations. Amen? Because we are called to be a blessing and a light to the nations, and we can't do that. Well, we can do that, of course, from within the land using technology, but it's still better when we come out face to face, amen? And the other thing that you can do to pray for us personally, or me really, but really the whole ministry, is that I still have this vision. I still believe that God spoke to me and has directed me to get this message on Christian television. What I felt him say was, I want you to get this message on the highest level of technology available, which today is satellite Christian TV, right? Because it's lovely coming and seeing everybody face to face and having a few chocolate cakes and things along the way, meat pies and the other goodies from New Zealand. But, you know, this is the long, slow road. We can reach millions. You know, God TV reaches 200 countries and has a potential audience of 200 and something million. And this message is so crucial to the church that, you know, we're holding things up by doing it the slow way. So please, would you please remember, I mean, I usually mention it in our month or our 2-monthly newsletter. I haven't done it for a while because I've got a little bit discouraged with it, but I've got all the gear, I've got the equipment, I've got the cameras, I've got everything. I've even got some contacts where we can feed programs into, but I don't have the experience or anybody to help me to get the thing from my head onto a CD or whatever they use. So please just pray that the Lord will will do whatever he needs to do or wants to do to try to birth this television production ministry. My goal or my vision is just to make a week, at this stage anyway, what would be nice would be a once a week 30 minutes to start. So a once a week 30-minute kind of magazine program. And I think I'm supposed to call it The Fig Tree Blossoms. And just sometimes it'll be an interview with somebody coming through the land. Sometimes it'll be a teaching. Sometimes it'll be a news report. Just something that, you know, keeps people interested. You know, they call it in Christian TV or TV in general, Christian TV, you know, all these people that just preach, all you see is them preaching, they call them talking heads. Because that's all you see is someone's head day after day. But, you know, I believe that we can, you know, I was going to build a studio, but who needs a studio? The whole country is our studio. It's a perfect place. We can actually go out and stand on the edge of Mount Carmel, or we can stand on the Valley of Armageddon. We can stand next to the Western Wall and do a teaching from there. And I mean, you don't need a backdrop. So I just need someone to come along, and, you know, maybe Stefan can help, maybe Jordan will help in 2 years, but that's a little bit, you know, I believe time is very short, and there's an urgency. We need to get moving as quick as we can. So please remember to pray for Stefan and Karen and the young people, and please try to remember to pray, and let's birth this television ministry into being. Amen. And what I want to do just to close, you know, obviously the Lord's had us here today just from the way it's gone. I didn't really need to come and bring you much information, because you people are part of, I guess most of you are part of CFI. Dennis and Penny do a great job. Just God bless you. You know, we just love you guys, and, you know, you and all of the other ministries. Again, God could do it without us, but God has raised up CFI and PFI and all of the others to be the remnant, because it is a remnant within the church. And I mean, I as an evangelist, I'm worried about the others. These ones that think God has got no more future for Israel. As Dennis said, I mean, for the life of me, I don't know what Bible they read. I don't even know what God they worship. Because as I said right at the very beginning, the God I worship, he's the God of Israel. And how could you possibly say, I love the God of Israel and despise his country or what he's doing with it? Amen? I may have said this before, but what happens in these kind of meetings, you know, usually I do churches on Sunday, so you get the whole church, but usually these kind of meetings, there's probably one or two people here. Maybe you're the only one from your church. I mean, not even all the churches are represented. So you guys kind of get enthusiastic about Israel. And maybe you go back to your church and you're speaking to people, and perhaps even the pastor. And I know what they say. They say, oh, it's okay for you, but, you know, or they call you the Israel nuts, right? I mean, I know what they say. But what I would say is that you're not the Israel nuts. You're normal. And it's the other Christians who are actually defective. I believe, you know, God says, I have a love and a passion for my land, for his land and his people. And if we have the Spirit of living God inside of us, we should have that same love and that same passion for Israel and the Jewish people, not because of them, but because of God. We worship the God of Israel. So why would we not be interested in what he's interested in? Why would we not love what he loves? I mean, if we really have his Holy Spirit inside of us. So I'm very concerned as an evangelist, concerned for people's souls in eternity. Where are they really at? Who are they really worshiping? What God, you know, if the God they worship is finished with Israel, it's not the God I worship. Amen. I mean, it can't be. He's not a God of confusion. He's not a God that does this in somebody and this in somebody else. I mean, the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Yeshua wept over Jerusalem. So let's, you know, let's also pray for your pastors and for your churches. You know, if you're part of a different church, just pray for your pastor by name, and that he will have a revelation. What I believe, and this could be a key, and I mean, pastors would murder me if they heard me say this, but I believe it's true. We call it anti-Semitism, but it's not anti-Semitism. To be against the Jews, it's not anti-Semitism, because the Arabs are Semites as well. And Hitler loved the Arabs and hated the Jews. He was good mates with the Mufti of Jerusalem, who was Arafat's great uncle. And today we've got all these people who are pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel, but they we're all Semites, so it's not anti-Semitism. And actually, a sister in Israel, she's made an acronym up. You know what an acronym is? Like when you take one or two letters from each word and you make a word, like NATO or UNICEF or whatever. So she's come up with the word anti-Masito Jews, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it's anti-Messiah, anti-Israel, anti-Torah, and right, and anti-Jewish, which is a bit of a mouthful. But what I believe it is, very simply, it's nothing more than the spirit of Antichrist. Because anything against Israel is actually stopping the Lord from coming. So if you are anti-Israel, you're actually anti the coming of Messiah. And I believe, and I'm not saying they're not possessed by the spirit of Antichrist, but I believe anybody, including leaders, who have no interest in Israel or against Israel, they are affected by the spirit of Antichrist. So just don't go telling them I said that. Well, I mean, I don't care, but you don't need to tell them that. Just pray and take authority over it in the name of, you know, take up that authority that I was speaking about this morning, right? And if you've got a problem with a pastor or with a friend even, or someone in your church, stand in the authority that the Lord has given you and take authority over them and bind that spirit of Antichrist and pray that the Lord will bless them with the spirit of revelation and see what happens. Amen? Okay, so I think I've given you enough to go on with. What I want to do, just as we close, is show this DVD here. Well, actually, just before I do that, maybe one more thing, and maybe Dennis and Penny can help. What I think I said earlier on is what we need to be armed. You know, like when Stephen goes on a mission, or you know, when you go in the army, they give you the equipment. And I think I said before that what we should be doing is, you know, building up a little dossier of information. You know, it's all very well to be telling people things, but if people can see it with their own eyes, so you know, maybe Dennis, you've got your photographs, articles, whatever. Just start to put together. Maybe one of the ministries should actually make one that they could even, if you have to sell it. But just for instance, you know, I got this habit off Barry Smith actually. Barry Smith had a whole room full of newspaper cuttings. So I've been doing this for years. Josie goes mad. She says, "Why don't you throw that away?" I don't throw anything away because you never know. One day you might need it. She throws things away for me. Then I have to go find them again. But just for instance, you know, there's this, and these are available. I can give them to you. But build yourself a dossier. I mean, this famous photo here. I showed you last time I was here. But it's false. It's wrong. It's not an Israeli Palestinian and an Israeli policeman and a Palestinian on the Temple Mount. The whole thing is wrong. And the one I got from the recent war, you know, because the media was criticizing Israel. The top pictures are supposed to be the roof of an ambulance that got hit by a missile from a jet. Well, sure enough, it looks like a Red Cross ambulance roof, and there is a hole in it. But if you use your brain, if a missile, I mean, think about some of the other cars that are hit by missiles. If a missile from a jet hits an ambulance, there ain't no ambulance left. And on the bigger picture of the hole, and it only happened two, it was supposed to have happened 2 days before the picture was taken, and it was summertime, so it wasn't raining, it's rusty. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to work that out. It's not what it says it is. And then the bottom photo, if you understand computers, you know, there's a thing called cutting and pasting. You can sort of put your mouse on this little area and you can cut it and put it in as many times as you like. And that's what they've done. See the smoke? The first lot of smoke is the same as the second lot, and if the third lot, if you can see it, just to make the picture look bad, to make Israel look worse. So you can kind of build up stuff like this and you know, read the newspapers. I like what Barry Smith used to say, you only need to read the headlines. The headlines is the news, the rest of it is someone else's opinion that you don't need to know about. But there, every now and then, you know, a lot of Christians kind of shut the news out, but you can't do that because Yeshua castigated the disciples because they knew the weather by the signs in the sky, but they didn't know the times they were living in because they weren't watching what was going on. And we need to watch what's going on so that we can speak to our family and our friends and warn them. But you need to have evidence. Amen? So I don't know, Dennis, maybe somebody could get together and build a really good, simple dossier of pictures rather than, even pictures rather than, well, pictures and just pictures and headlines is all you need. And I tell you, if you present that with someone and let them look through it, I think they'll be flabbergasted by the impact of what they'll see before their very eyes. So that's just one of the last thing I wanted to say. I'm going to show this DVD now, if I can find it. That could be it. It's called The Forgotten People, and when we first saw it, we knew that you had to use it to touch people's hearts because it's so powerful. And as I said earlier on, what it does is there's images of the Holocaust, and then it flicks from Hitler to Nasrallah and from the Nazis to the Hezbollah marching, and you can see the same thing is happening. The words, 6 million people crying out from their graves, never again. And there's another Holocaust on the rise. And I believe that this is going to really touch your hearts, and just, it'll send us out of here with a fresh anointing on us and in us. Not to forget what we've seen and heard today and what we see and hear as Dennis and Penny and CFI and whatever other newsletters the ones we send out communicate with you. Serious times, brothers and sisters. Very, very serious days, amen. And we have the absolute privilege of being alive and being in God's kingdom at this time. And if we all want to hear those words, well done, true and faithful servant, we need to get on with what God is calling us to do. So Father, Lord, I just pray that as we show this DVD, Lord, you will use it to really impact us and touch our hearts in a mighty and powerful way, Lord. And I pray that everyone who's here today and anybody watching the video or the DVD, Lord, will be equally impacted, and that we will never forget this image that we see in a few minutes. And we can say alongside the Jewish people, never again, as we, Lord, become part of that Esther church, the part of the church that will stand up and speak for Israel. And we just ask you to bless your brothers and our brothers and sisters, Father, as they fulfill that call to be Esther, to be Ruth, to be like Elijah. Lord, just bless them with every blessing of Abraham in Yeshua's name. Amen. Well, you can see the images there, right? How Ahmadinejad and Nasrallah look at they got exactly the same spirit on them as Hitler had. And I think it's not an exaggeration in any way, shape, or form that there is another Holocaust in the making, and it's happening right in front of our very eyes, but we can do something about it. We can be that Esther church, amen. So Father, just, Lord, as I prayed a few minutes ago, just impact that and keep it deep within our hearts, not to forget it, Lord. They won't be forgotten people, as far as we're concerned. And if anybody wants to get a copy of that, give me a week or so to settle back. Well, give me 2 weeks. Let me get back to Israel. And we'll make a few more copies and we can mail them out. But just don't sell them. They're part of some kind of video or a DVD thing. But I think as long as we don't sell it or try to make money out of it, I'm sure we can just use it and try to get it shown in your church at some stage. Well, I think we'll just close. I'm going to close now, and we'll be at the table for a little bit longer. Most of our stuff, so we've still got a few of these Messiah badges left and maybe a couple of books. The brochures you're welcome to take. And if you're not receiving our email, please sign up for it, if you want to receive it, that is. Just make your email address very, very clear so that we can read it. So, Dennis, thank you very much. Penny, bless you guys. Looking forward to seeing you in the land and come and have some fellowship up on Mount Carmel. Yeah, okay, the missile should have stopped falling by then.
Doesn't matter where
we're coming. Amen, that's the spirit. That's really the spirit, you know. You know, 4,000 Jews made Aliyah while the war was going on. I mean, I thought I was crazy going in peacetime. But they kept coming, and Christians still came as well. And we just have to trust God, amen. And let's just close by, I'm going to pray the Aaronic benediction. Just God bless you guys. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panavalecha v'yuchanecha, Yasei Adonai panavalecha v'yasemlecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face to shine upon you, and may he be gracious unto you. May the Lord, the God, the Holy One of Israel, lift up his countenance upon you, and may he give you peace in the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen. Go in peace.